Shri Sai Ram, our dearest beloved Swami, we offer our most loving and reverential pranams at your divine lotus feet. Bhagavan, we are grateful to you for bringing us here to celebrate the holy occasion of Buddha Purnima in your immediate divine presence.
Dearest Mother Sai, we, your children from Zone 4 and Zone 5 countries of the Satya Sai International Organization comprising of countries such as Sri Lanka, Nepal, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, Japan, Taiwan and Hong Kong, feel so blessed to be here for this auspicious occasion.
Inaugurating the function of Buddha Purnima today, we have leaders from our zone to light the sacred ceremonial lamp. Dearest Mother Sai, the theme of this year's Buddha Purnima celebration is Dhamma, the path to Nirvana. Dear Swami, you have repeatedly emphasized that the best way to show reverence to Lord Buddha is to follow his teachings. Just as Lord Buddha declared that Dhamma is the path to Nirvana, our beloved Sai Buddha has often reminded us that love is the source, love is the path, and love is the goal. When we take to the path of love, we become Buddhas. We pray to you, Bhagavan, that may our hearts be always filled with selfless love, and may we all fulfill the goal of human life.
Swami, please accept our humble offerings at your divine lotus feet by the children of Nepal and Sri Lanka.
Dearest Bhagavan, invoking your blessings, we begin the program today with traditional Buddhist chants by the devotees of Thailand.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Itipiso bhagava arahang sammasambuddho vicchajarana sampanno sukhato lokavitu anuttaro purisathamma sarati sattha deva manussanam buddho bhagavati.
วาคาโต
ภะคะวะตาธัมโมสันทิฏฐิโกอาคาลิโกเอหิปัสสิโกโอปนายิโกปัจจัตตังเวทิตัพโพวิญญูหิ
สุปฏิปันโน
ภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆปุชุปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยายาปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยาทิทังจัตตาริปุริสยุคานิอัฏฐปุริสปุคคลาเอสะภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุไนโยปาหุไนโยทักขิไนโยอัญชลีกัลณิโยอนุตตรังปุญญเขตังโลกัสสาติ
ปาหุง
สหัสมะภินิมมิตสาวุทันตังหิเมฆรังอุทิตโกรสเสนมาลังทานาทิธัมมวิธินาชิตวามุนินโตตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมังคลานิ
มาราติเรก
มะพิยุชิตสัพพรัตติงโคลัมปนาลวะกมะขมัตตทยัคขังสันติสุทันตวิธินาชิตวามุนินโตตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมังคลานิน
าราคิริง
ขชวรังอธิมัตถภูตังภาวะกิจักกรรมสนิวัตสุขารุนันตังเมตัมพุเสกวิธินาชิตวามุนินโตตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมังคลานิ
อุคิตตาคา
คมาติหัตถสุขารุนันตังทาวันติโยชนะปะทังกุลิมาลาวันตังอิทธิพิสังคตมโนชิตวามุนินโทตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมังคลานิ
กัตตวานาก
ัตตมุทรังอิวะคัพพินิยาจินจายตุทวัจจนังชนะกายมัจเจสันเตนะโสมวิตินาชิตวามุนินโทตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมัง
สัจจังวิหายมติสัจจะวาทะเกตุง
วาทาปิโรปิตมะนังอติอันทภูตังปัญญาปฏิปัจฉลิโตชิตวามุนินตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมังคลานิน
ันโท
ปนันทพุชะทังวิพุทธังมหิตติง
พุ
ท
เ
ตนะเทระพุชะเทระธัมมะ
ปายันโต
อิทธุปะเทสวิธินาชิตวามุนินโทตันเตชะสาภวตุเตชยมังคลานิ
ทุเอตาปิพุทธชยมังคลาอัตถาทายโยวาจโนทินาทิเนสารเตมะตังทิ
หิตวานะเนกวิวิธานิจุปัฏฐวานิโมขังสุขังอธิขังเมยนโรสัมปันโย
มหากรุณิโก
นาโทหิตายะสัพพมานินังปุเรตวาปาลมิสัพพะปัตโตสัมโพธิมุตตมังเอเตนะสัจจวัชเชนะโหตุเตชยมังคลัง
ชยันโตโพธิยา
โมเรสัพพยานังนันทิวัฒโนเอวังตวังวิชโยหิชยสุชยมังคะเรอปาลาจิตาปาลังสีเสปะทวิโภคะเลอภิเสกเกสัพพุทธานังอาคัปปโตปะโมทติสุนัขตังสุมังคลัง Sukhapatang suhutitang susukhano sumuhuto jatsujitang pramacarisu patakinang kayakamang wajakamang patakinang manukamang panitite patakina patakinani katawana lapantate patakine
awatu
sapamangkalang lakantu sapatevata sapaputthanupavena sathasuti avantute
avatu
sapamangkalang lakantu sapatevata sapadhammanupavena sathasuti avantute
avatu
sapamangkalang lakantu sapatevata sapasankhanupavena sathasuti avantute.
Dearest Swami, delivering the welcome address today is Brother Amar Karki, the coordinator for Buddha Purnima celebrations. Brother Amar Karki is the central coordinator of Zone 4, Region 4.3, comprising of Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Maldives.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected trustees, elders, brothers and sisters. On behalf of the organizing committee of Buddha Purnima 2018, we welcome you to this today's Buddha Jayanti celebration at Prasanthi Nilayam. About 600 devotees from 10 various Buddhist countries have gathered here to celebrate the 2562nd Buddha Jayanti celebration. There are three stages in the process of spiritual development: Sadhak, Siddha, and Bhagwan. Siddhartha Gautam was the one who completed all these three stages. He renounced his royal family in search of truth and became a sadhak. After rigorous penance, he became the siddha. And finally, after having been enlightened at Bodh Gaya, he became the Buddha. It is said, it takes 3 eons of sadhana for the inherent spark of divinity lying with the individual to blossom, and then the person becomes a Buddha. This year's theme of celebration is Dhamma, the path to Nirvana. Gautam Buddha laid great emphasis on Dhamma, saying, Trividam kaikam karma bachikam chaturvidam manasam triprakaram cha dasaite akusalata mata. Meaning, out of the 10 akusal karmas, bad deeds, 3 are bodily akusal karmas, such as violence, theft, and adultery. Similarly, 4 types of bachik, that is speech akusal karmas, are speaking lie, tattling, harsh speech, and gossip. Other 3 akusal karmas are related to mental aspect. They are covet on others' property, harmful desires, and lustful vision. The practice of Dhamma is at the heart of Buddhist practices. The Shakyamuni Buddha lived countless lives as a Bodhisattva, practicing Dhamma, Maitri, and Karuna towards animals, humans, and devas. The term Nirvana, as taught by the Buddha, is the ultimate truth. This truth is defined as the mental state that is free from emotional and mental defilements. According to the third noble truth, Nirvana can be attained only by uprooting the cause of suffering, that is ignorance. This is done by the practice of meditation called Vipassana, a unique contribution made to this world by the Shakyamuni Buddha. This is an introspective method and requires the overall development of sila, samadhi, and prajna. The Buddha established no new religion. He brought mankind to the ancient Arya Marga. That is why Buddhist practice is regarded as not an ism, but a way of life. Hence why the term Dhamma in Buddhism is not religion, but examination of the reality of phenomena. We have two learned speakers today who would expound on the theme Dhamma, the path to Nirvana. Hence, without much ado, I am pleased to introduce the two eminent speakers. The first speaker is Dr. Artwong Jumsai from Thailand, who needs no introduction in Sai fraternity. He has spoken numerous times in front of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Currently, he is the director of Institute of Sathya Sai Education, Thailand. Having obtained master's degree in mechanical engineering, he did PhD in two subjects, communication from the United Kingdom and later in education from Thailand. He was also conferred honorary PhD degree by Mahidol University, Thailand. He was elected 3 times member of parliament. He has also served at various positions such as secretary to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, advisor to the Deputy Prime Minister, advisor to the Minister of Science and Technology, to name a few. He has authored over 20 books. The second speaker is Professor Sunanda Degamboda from Sri Lanka. Professor Sunanda is currently director of EduFlare International, a leading educational institute engaged in e-book publication. Professor Sunanda has served as Deputy Central Coordinator of Sri Sathya Sai International Organization and Chairman of Central Council of Sri Sathya Sai International Organization, Sri Lanka. He obtained his master's degree in business management from AIT Bangkok. He has received number of professional trainings from abroad. He has worked for various national and international organizations. He has a number of publications to his credit. Jai Sai Ram.
I offer My most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. You know, Swami has asked me several times to speak about the Lord Buddha. Not necessarily here, but mostly at the university. So, it's not something unusual to come and speak about the Lord Buddha in front of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who's always with us here. Over 2,500 years ago, the Buddha was born underneath a Bodhi tree. So, when he was born, it was really remarkable. He was walking along. You know, immediately when he was born, he was already walking. Took a few steps. And so this is a remarkable thing to happen. Well, the father, who is the king, he asked several people to try to find out about this birth. And he was told very clearly that this person who is born will either become a great king, greatest king for the kingdom, or a great spiritual leader. Well, of course, the king, he wants another king. He doesn't want a spiritual leader. So he decided to work on this. He got the child to grow up in the palace and get his son to be married. And so he got married in accordance with the wish of the father, and he had a son. But one day, he was walking in the town. Normally, the king would not allow him to go anywhere else except in the palace, because he is aware that there was a prediction that his son would go out into the forest, became a spiritual leader, and so on. So, he was not allowed to go anywhere. But on that day, somehow, he asked his father, please allow me to go. So he was allowed to go. And you know, he passed along several places, and he saw a man who's ill. Now, he's very surprised. What's wrong with this man? He cannot walk. Because the king kept away all the negativity in the world from his son, so he doesn't know that people will be ill and so on. So he had a follower, and the follower explained, this is a normal thing for people who are ill. So he was very surprised. He went along, and then he continued to see an old man. He was again very surprised. We all become old men like this. So the follower said, yes, everyone will have to be old one day. Then he saw a funeral. Someone died. Again, he asked the question, We all have to die. Everybody have to die. Yes, the man said, we all who are born will one day have to die. So, Buddha, who is not yet a Buddha, but he was a prince, he was so surprised because he was not told anything that is negative. And then he was continuing his journey and he saw a priest. He went up to see the priest. The priest was so peaceful. He was looking at the priest and he said, you are so peaceful. How is it that you are full of peace? The monk explained of his practice, what he had to do. So, seeing all this, the prince decided to leave the world, become an ascetic. Of course, the father didn't want him to do so, but could not prevent this. Even though he got married, he already has a son. But finally, he went out into the forest, practiced meditation, and then became enlightened. And he was ready to go into nirvana. But then he decided, he thought about this. If I go into nirvana immediately, I'll be useless. I won't be able to teach people. So he decided not to enter nirvana until he has taught everyone to understand the truth of oneself and to get rid of suffering. So he started to train people, teach people. A lot of devotees came to learn from him directly. And he served everyone all the time. So this is something that we all got to understand about Lord Buddha. He gave up going to nirvana immediately. He decided to be with the people, teach the people, until of course he has to leave the body, then he will enter nirvana. But he won't go before that. He has to teach people. So he teach everybody to love all, to serve all. This is what Swami is teaching also. And he went to many places, mostly in India and Nepal. He taught everybody about how to get rid of suffering. We all have to suffer, but we don't need to be suffering all the time. We can enter nirvana where there will be a lot of peace. So, I use a lot of teachings of Bhagavan, of the Lord Buddha, of course, also from Bhagavan Sri Satyasai Baba. And a lot of this comes with meditation. Swami told me to continue doing the meditation. I came to see Swami and Swami said, yes, be a Buddhist. And when you are Buddhist, you got to be a good Buddhist. One day he invited people from all religions to have a meeting with him. And he told the Muslim, be a good Muslim. He told me, be a good Buddhist. He told me, told everybody, be a good Christian, be a good, whatever religion they belong to. He told everyone to be good in their own religion. So I practiced a lot of meditation. I did a lot of work. I've been going around the world telling everybody. But of course, since I met Swami, I taught a lot of things that Swami taught as well to everybody. But it has no conflict with this religion, Buddhism. So everything went together well. And, you know, when I use meditation, you start to have knowledge. Knowledge about science, about everything. There's no secret anymore once you've started to practice meditation. So I helped to build a spacecraft that landed on Mars for the very first time. Up to that time, nobody has been able to land a spacecraft on Mars. They could not control the spacecraft because it's so far away. But I helped by going on the mountain in California. I sat in meditation and suddenly the answer came. What to do? So I came and built it. And yes, the spacecraft was able to land on Mars. Two spacecrafts was able to land on Mars for the first time. Because I practice a lot of meditation, I use this for helping people in many, many ways. For example, in Thailand, they have artificial rain. They produce artificial rain all the time, but they have a lot of difficulty because we have to spread some kind of chemicals in the clouds. And they use a plane to go up and then send out all the chemicals. So I told them it's a much easier way to do it. I practiced meditation and I knew what to do. So I said, all you need to do is to send a rocket up to the clouds and let it explode and send out all the chemicals. Don't use a plane, because when you use a plane, you have to go into the clouds and you have to go up and down. It's very dangerous for people to drive to go in the plane. So they accepted that. We tried it out and it works. So many things came. I helped to produce many things. Landing on Mars, for example, I sat on meditation and village in various places, not in Bangkok, but in other places. They don't have electricity. So I helped them by putting all kind of solar cells and so on. So science, meditation goes together. It helps people to do many things. So this is what I like to speak to all of you, that the Buddha taught us to sit in meditation. Then we start to have knowledge, wisdom, understanding. And if we all practice this, and Swami has confirmed this, that we should do meditation, then we start to have knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and we can serve people. As Swami has said, love all, serve all the time. Sai Ram to all of you.
My heartfelt salutations at the lotus feet of our dearest Bhagavan, Sai Ram, to everyone. Before I get on to the subject of Dharma, the path to Nirvana, I'd like to explain the real significance of Buddha Purnima. We accept Buddha Purnima is the day when Prince Siddhartha became a Buddha, yes. The inner significance is, Buddha refers to buddhi or wisdom. Purnima refers to the purna tattva or the perfection. So Buddha Purnima is the day when Prince Siddhartha perfected his wisdom. Now this world is not devoid of great spiritual masters. To tell their names in a chronological order, Sri Rama, Sri Krishna, Gautama Buddha, Jesus Christ, Shirdi Sai Baba, and our most beloved Swami. Now except Jesus Christ, all these great spiritual masters were born in India. So India is a Punya Bhumi. And Sri Lanka, being a neighboring country, we also are lucky because two of these great spiritual masters visited Sri Lanka. First was Sri Rama. He came to Sri Lanka to rescue the Princess Sita from the King Ravana. Then Gautama Buddha visited Sri Lanka 3 times. Now why all these spiritual masters advent on earth? The core reason is to change our worldly consciousness. Now, we have worldly consciousness, desires. We are conscious about our property, money, wealth. From that consciousness, to raise our consciousness to the nirvanic consciousness. Now, only the man can do it. Now, scientists have found that there are 8.4 million living beings in this world, from tiny creatures to ourselves. Now a scientist called Charles Darwin explained that there was an evolution of animals, starting with the animals who lived in waters to the animals living on earth, including human beings. Now during this evolution, there is a beautiful phenomenon that we can observe. Animals in the waters have a horizontal spine. When they migrated to the land, this spinal cord, the spine, started becoming vertical. Now see the apes and monkeys. They have a near vertical spinal column, but only the man has a perfect spinal column. Reason, only the man can raise the consciousness through the bottom Kundalini Chakra Mooladhara, and the Shakti travels only vertically up to the Sahasra Chakra and merges with Nirvana. Now all these masters showed us a path, not a religion, path to reach our inner consciousness, Nirvana. Now what did Gautama Buddha taught? He first explained the 3 sure inherent characteristics of the universe. 1, everywhere we find impermanence. Then suffering. The moment you cling to any of these impermanent objects, you suffer. And the 3rd, there is no permanent entity associated with our body and the mind, anatta. This is not a violation of the Hindu teaching of Jivatma. I'll tell you why. During Buddha's time, there was a God, not the God Almighty, a deity, who was in a heavenly plane. His name was Rohitasya. Rohitasya also worried because there was suffering, even in the heavenly planes. Now Rohitasya had dhyanic powers to traverse anywhere in the universe. So he wanted to traverse roam the universe to find a place where there is no dukkha or suffering. Now Buddha saw with his wisdom eye what this Rohitasa was trying to do, and he called him. And he said, "Rohitasa, your effort is fruitless. Don't do this. Wherever you go in the universe is composed of the Panchamahabhuta, the five elements, and wherever you have the five elements, there is suffering. But I'll tell you, there is a place. There is within you." And he declared, Buddha declared, "Rohitasya, the ever blissful Nirvana exists within you." And that is the Jivatma explained in Hinduism. Now to achieve this Nirvana which is within us, what is the path Buddha described? Buddha described 8 steps called the Noble Eightfold Path to realize Nirvana. This is the same as what our Bhagavan has said, 5 human values. Now the first 2 steps in the Buddhist parlance, correct view, right view, and the right thoughts or sankalpa. Where are the 5 human values? We have ahimsa, dharma, and prema there. Then the verbal and bodily acts or karmas. Right words, right efforts, right livelihood, and right way of earnings. And we have satya, dharma, prema, ahimsa. Finally, the last 2 steps, condition in the mind. Right mindfulness without going to extremes of desires and dveshas or anger. We have a balanced mind. And right concentration, concentration of what we do, and also the concentration of the name and form of the Lord. That is shanti, prema. Now how do we, can we follow this, traverse this path all alone? Now today I went to the Western canteen and there was a quote by Swami. "Never walk alone, walk with me." You know why? The story is that there was a palace and there was a king inside the palace. This palace is the palace of eternity, say Nirvana. Many people come to go into it. If you try to go inside the palace by your own, there's a ferocious dog and he will thrash you. Who is this ferocious dog? Our own desires and the sense pleasures, senses. But if you want to go into the palace, you call the king. "Oh, benevolent king, please come and take me." Now, king will see whether you have enough merits and also bhakti. If you have, he will come and take your hand and walk into the palace. Dog will not harm you because king is the master. That is the path prescribed by Swami. Swami has said, "Take 1 step towards me, I will take 100 steps towards you." That's a divine assurance. Now I'll tell you, the bhakti you must have for Swami to act on behalf of you. Again, I saw another quote in the Western canteen. "When you work, but when you pray to me, I work." Swami's words. When you pray to me, I work. That is, Swami is taking 100 steps towards you. I'll give you another story to see, show you how powerful, useful is this grace from Swami. We had a vice chancellor at the Colombo University who was a rationalist. We call him tough guy, but kind-hearted. He came to Bangalore for a conference. During the first weekend, his Indian friend said, "Hey, Koda, I should not tell the name, right? Friend, during the weekend, we are going to see Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi. Would you like to join us?" He said, "No, I have better work. I don't want to see magic." But Swami is overwhelming love. Called him. Then he said, okay, I'll come. But he had a negative mind. He wanted to come and disprove Swami. So still he came with Swami's grace. He secured a front line. Yeah, Swami, when Swami comes here, right in this place. Swami was coming and the Vice Chancellor saw at a distance how Swami materializes Vibhuti. Then he has a scientific mind. No? He wanted to explain this scientifically. Swami has a tube along the hand. When he moves the hand in a circular manner, Vibhuti comes and goes into the palm. Then he resolved, okay, let Swami come here. I will hold the hand of Swami. Fold the robe so that everyone can see the pipe system. Swami came closer to him without he did anything. Swami folded the hand and gave Vibhuti to this Vice Chancellor. You know what happened? He cried and fell at the lotus feet. Now my question is this, if he was acting alone without Swami's grace to come to that level of consciousness, he would have taken 10 Atma Bhavas own lives. But Swami took only a few seconds to raise his consciousness. Then he came back to Sri Lanka, he became a wonderful tabla player for Sai Bhajans. And he was talking about the glorious Swami. That is the importance of grace from the Lord. You take one step. But where was this one step of this Vice Chancellor? You are negative now. But Swami would have seen the positive steps he would have taken in the previous lives. So this bhakti is a panacea. The level of bhakti during Sri Krishna's time, there were gopikas. And there was a sage called Sage Narada. Narada felt very sorry for gopikas because they are not doing any sadhana, no meditation. So he said, gopikas, I would like to teach you meditation. You know what gopikas said? Sage, we don't know meditation. But from the time we get up until we go to sleep, our mind is filled with the name, form and the glory of Sri Krishna. That is called Madhura Bhakti. And Sage Narada became ashamed. See the level of gopikas. Right. Now, when we walk the path prescribed by Buddha or Swami or even Sri Krishna in Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, what happens? You see, end of it is nirvana, all right, but what we experience? I'll tell you another small story before I finish my talk. In olden day India, there was a guru specialized in Ramayana. He conducted a 3-month course with so many students about Ramayana, not only the story, but what is really inside the Ramayana. He practiced meditations, discourses, practical actions. There was also a very small boy, 14 years, say. He was a servant of this guru. He cleaned the place, provided tea and other paraphernalia to the program. Now the 3 months was gone. Guru wanted to test how much the students have learned. So Guru asked, okay, my dear students, we have finished the program. Raise your hand. How many of you can now go to heavens? No one raised the hand. He repeated the question. Shishyas, how many of you can go to heavens now? No hand. And this young boy burst into a laughter. Ha 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 ha. And students became very angry. So they asked this boy, hey, why are you laughing? As if you can go to heaven? Can you go to heaven? This boy is very softly replied, if I go, anyone can go. What? If I go, anyone can go. But this great guru understood what this boy said. He told the students, this young boy is right. If I go means ego. I is ego. If ego goes, anyone can go. Now this is what happens to when you treat the path of Buddha or Swami or Sri Krishna or whoever it is. When you treat the path, remember I emphasize, with the grace of your Guru, our Guru is our beloved Bhagavan, our thick ego thins out, slowly drops, fades away and finally vanishes. And that is Nirvana. And that is your day of Buddha Purnima. That is your day of Buddha Purnima. Sai Ram.
From Sri Lanka would now like to offer a drama entitled Sairi Vanija at your divine lotus feet. Sairi Vanija is the tale of two merchants with opposing qualities. It is taken from the Jataka stories of Lord Buddha.
Religion means realization. The understanding of truth as the basis of creation is the sole purpose of the human life. This is the finding of all religions. Realization cannot be achieved without harmony in thought, word, and deed. This journey of life is to merge with the One. Our cravings for material gains, comfort, position and power are detrimental to this attainment. Awakening to this truth is enlightenment, and Lord Buddha was an enlightened soul. To reach this awareness, Prince Siddhartha took as much as 550 births. The awakened Buddha is the culmination of numerous meritorious deeds achieved in his previous births.
Mm. Why sadhu? What is the reason to lose perseverance as an observer of the precepts and part of the Arya Mahasavaka Sangha? Do you wish to get rid of dukkha by means of any way rather than following the Eightfold Path? You know, a trader named Seri lost a golden bowl worth 100,000 nuggets and his own life because he lost his perseverance. Dear loved ones, laziness and unrighteous living will cause grief over many lives. The story I am about to narrate are incidents that took place in one of my previous incarnations. In that birth, I was a merchant known by the name Kakshaputta. During the same time lived another merchant by the name Seri Vanijar. Seri Vanijar amassed wealth by deceiving people. He showed no compassion even for poor people.
Seri Vanijar, my friend,
we've come to the city of Andhapura.
Nowadays, I only bring cheap items to sell, because the people here can't really afford to buy those expensive items.
Yes, my friend Kakshaputta, you are right. But don't go and tell that to the customers. Always tell them that these are very valuable items.
But what you are doing is really unfair, Seri Vanijar. We have to be loyal to our customers.
You can't do business like that. These are called business tactics.
No, I won't agree with you. Let's go. Seri Vanijar, we have come to the river of Neelavahini.
Yes, my friend, you are right. We agreed to cross the river and go in two directions and sell our items.
Seri, I agree with you. But remember, we also decided on the code of conduct for the implementation on this business trip.
I am fully aware. In fact, I decided to partner with you because I am certain you will not fault me.
It is not what we do to each other, my friend, but it is how we behave with the people who wish to buy the merchandise. Remember, not to be greedy, not to deploy foul means while we sell the merchandise.
But my friend, what you're asking is a really difficult task, because our aim is to increase the earnings. If the person is willing to pay the price given by me, I don't see any foul play in that.
Those set of proposals that we agreed for our conduct should come from the heart and should be addressed to our conscience for an answer. Your conscience will never deceive you.
Agreed.
The body is ready to go. Come quickly. Come quickly.
When we reach the other side of Neelavahini, we shall part in different directions to sell our items.
Thank you. My dear child, I brought you something to eat. Here, share it and eat. Now, that's enough playing. The time is up. Now it's time to go home.
Then we are going now. Tomorrow we will play.
Dear child, what time did you come home today?
I came home few minutes ago. Grandma, here, this is what I earned today.
I was not feeling well from morning, so I returned early. Very little wages I received today.
Mother, we can manage our meals with what I have earned today. The house I work for know you well. They asked me how you were getting on.
I am no longer young and healthy. Besides, during my prime, I led a very comfortable life, with many maids and servants to attend to our family.
Oh, Grandma.
My body is not responding well to this menial work.
Grandma, you never told me how we became poor. You only told me that we belong to a noble family and in the past we lived with great distinction and comfort. But tell me, what happened to us that we were made so poor?
You were too small for me to talk of the calamity that befell us. You would not have understood then.
Grandma, tell me what my grandfather was and what did he do for a living?
Child, your grandfather did not earn a living. We had in our palace hundreds of people working for us. He was loved by everyone, for he was just and kind and treated everyone with love and compassion. He was appointed by the king as a chief in charge of the district.
Then, what happened, Grandma?
Oh, the floods came and swept through our land, taking away many lives and our wealth, destroying all that we owned. Natural disaster of great destruction. We lost your grandfather, your mother, father, and all your brothers. Only you and I survived. But there was no life.
But Grandma, I'm sure there were others too, affected by the floods. How did they recover from this mishap?
We were in the middle of the floods that came with fury to swallow our lives and properties. Besides, morality is our breath. I was not willing to compromise for material gains. I very often think we must have earned bad karma in our previous births. Yes, that must be the cause of our misery. But we must live this life with honor and truthfulness to earn merits for our next birth.
Precious and beautiful items. Bangle, bangles.
Bamba, bamba.
Grandma, grandma. Grandma, grandma.
Yes, my child. Why are you shouting?
There comes a seller of bangles and necklaces. Please buy some for me. Please, grandma, please.
My dear child, it is our fate that we are poor today. And we do not have money even for food. How can we buy these expensive bangles?
Grandma, girls in the neighborhood have glittering ornaments in their hands and ankles. And I'm the only one without such.
I know your feelings, my dear. But this is our plight. And let us live on what we have.
We are very poor. All right.
Bangle bangles, necklaces, unique colors and unique designs. Bangle bangles, necklaces.
Grandma, there are many unused items in the kitchen. Why not try to give some of these items not being used? Why not we exchange a few items to buy bangles and a necklace?
But how can we exchange those items which are of no value for expensive bangles?
Bangle bangles, bangle bangles, necklaces.
Oh, there was, I remember, a metal bowl darkened with soot. Let us see whether it is possible to give it to the seller.
That's what I told you. Please go and get the pot. I'll call the seller. Hey, seller! Hey, seller! Come here. I want to buy some bangles.
My child, I brought all these necklaces and bangles for you. You can try them one by one. Here, you can wear this necklace. Try this bangle. You look so beautiful in this. You look like a princess.
Kind vendor, this is my granddaughter. She is crying for bangles. We have become very poor now. But we have an old rusted bowl which may be iron or steel. Please be kind enough to give us a few bangles in exchange for this vessel.
Oh God, this is my fortune. I shall own this valuable gold pot and any other valuables without giving anything to these people. This is my fortune.
Mother, this is an old rusted iron bowl and this is worthless. Give me my bangles.
No, no, I can't. I want these bangles.
Give my necklace.
Don't do that. Please, please, kind vendor, don't do that.
Without money? Why did you call me?
Grandma, I want the bangles. I want the bangles.
Don't cry, my dear child. I shall buy you the next time.
I want the bangles. I want the bangles.
Mother, if you have any other pots, bring them to see whether it's worth exchanging with my bangles.
Here, here, please, please come and see.
Mother, this is worthless. Useless. All these are worthless. You're just wasting my time. Give me my necklace,
Grandma,
and bangles.
I want the bangles.
You people are so poor and you all want to live a luxury life. Beggars.
Grandma, Grandma, I want the bangles. Grandma, I want the... Grandma.
Oh, don't cry, child. Come, come, dear, come. I will make you something to eat. Come, child, come, come. Don't cry.
Necklaces, come to me for beautiful items.
Grandma, Grandma, another merchant is coming. Please talk to him and give that old blackened pot.
These merchants have no mercy and no respect for poor people like us. The new merchant too may not value this old bowl.
Bangles, bangles, come to me for beautiful items.
This merchant sounds sympathetic. Let us see.
Yes, Grandma. Even I think he will give me some bangles.
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella! Come here. I want to buy some bangles.
Don't worry, my dear. I've got many bangles for you. Choose whatever you like and wear them and see how nice you would look.
Kind merchant, we are a very poor family. But my granddaughter is very eager to buy a few bangles. But we have only this old metal bowl to spare. Can you please exchange the bowl for just a few bangles?
Oh, I can't believe this. Mother, this bowl is made out of gold.
Oh, really?
Yes, please take care of it.
No, no, just take the bowl and give my child some bangles.
I really do not have enough money and goods to buy this from you.
You are a kind and honest merchant. We showed this pot to a merchant who passed this way a few minutes ago, but he condemned the pot and went away.
Must be Seri Vanija. He will come back and deceive these innocent people and take that pot. Mother, I will take this pot and give all what I have in my possession. This is all what I have. The balance I will bring on my next journey.
Thank you, my son. I am so grateful to you.
Mother, if you are willing, could you please give me 8 coins so that I could go back to my village?
Yes, my son. Please take it. God bless you.
Thank you, Grandma, and take care of yourself. My child, from now on, these bangles are all yours. You could wear all these for your whole life.
Grandma, now I have many bangles. Can I share it with my friends?
Yes, my child. Sharing is a very good habit.
My dear friends, Saraswati, Yamuna, Ganga, Ganga, come here. I have got many bangles. Come and take. Look at those beautiful bangles.
Oh, beautiful bangles. I've never seen such beautiful bangles.
Saraswati, it suits perfectly for you. Take some more and try it on.
Yamuna, look at those red bangles. They are so beautiful. Oh, beautiful bangles.
That cunning merchant is coming back. Children, go inside. Go, go, go.
Come, let's carry the basket and go inside.
Mother, where's that worthless pot? I came back because I felt so sorry for your granddaughter. Here, you can have these 2 bangles and give me that worthless pot.
2 bangles. You are a very cunning merchant. You knew the bowl was made of gold. And now you want to get that gold pot for 2 cheap bangles? Fortunately for us, a kind and honest merchant came. He gave us all his belongings and took the gold bowl away.
Oh God, which merchant robbed my fortune? Tell me, who is that merchant?
I don't know.
You know, tell me.
I don't want to talk to you. Go away. Go away.
I know. It must be Kachabutta. Kachabutta, I know where you are. I'll catch you.
What are you still doing here? I told you to go away. Go away. Go away. Go.
Kachabutta, that bowl belongs to me. You can't take my fortune. Kachabutta. Kachabutta. That's my fortune. Kachabutta.
Oh, he forgot to take his basket.
Now we have many bangles. We can share it among the whole village.
No, 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 child. That's a wrong thing to do. However much you may like a thing, never take anything that doesn't belong to you. Please take it and leave it outside.
Kachabutta! Kachabutta! That's my fortune! Kachabutta! 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 Come back! That's my fortune! Please bring back my fortune! Kachabutta! Hey, boatman! Please come back! Take me also! I'll give you 8 coins!
No, young man. I will give you the 8 coins. You go to the other shore.
You traitor! You traitor! You traitor! I will take revenge on you in this life and many lives to come. I will take revenge on you in this life and many lives to come. I will take...
Dear loved ones, he tried to deceive a poor family to own a gold pot by identifying the pot as a rusted iron pot. I helped this family by exchanging the pot with all my possessions. Seri Vanijar became envious with me. He continued to be envious with me in many lives and suffered in that life and many lives to follow. Kachabutta took birth as the noble Buddha because he was truthful and showed love and compassion to the poor family. Seri Vanijar suffered in many lives because of his greed and hatred. Lord Buddha advised us to live in compassion and to be truthful. He expounded this story to awaken us. Those who live in Satya, Dharma and Ahimsa will live in peace. Such a life is filled with prema. This is the noble path expounded by our most beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Our beloved Lord has said that in life there are positive factors such as purity, harmony, unity, divinity, love, cooperation and service. There are also the negative factors such as ego, jealousy, anger and desire. Each group of factors represents the opposites. When you experience any of the negative feelings, just look for the opposite.
It is like a coin. Toss the coin and it turns up tails. Turn it over and you get heads. Every day you will experience some of the negative feelings, frustration being one of them. And it arises from the negative elements which our beloved Lord has mentioned. As soon as these negative feelings become apparent, replace them immediately with thoughts of love, harmony, unity, divinity, and a feeling that all is one and all is God. Only then will your negative feelings be dissipated and replaced with something positive. It is a form of mental exercise and can be practiced throughout the day. This is the message of our beloved Mother Sai. Jai Sai Ram.
Beloved Mother Sai, the Bal Vikas children and young adults from Sri Lanka seek your blessings to share their love for you through songs. Our next program is a musical presentation titled Divine Melodies. The musical presentation will be followed by bhajans by overseas devotees.
Thank you. ಭಾಗ್ಯ ಸಿಂಹ ಸಸರದಿನೂ ಬುದು ಪ್ರಿಯ
ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮ Sai Ram, Sai Tumari Kobe Sarana Soyama
Kobe Pada Kama Kobe Sarana Mari Kati Gila Yami Kamali Musamari
Kobe Pada Kama Kobe Sumanda Mari Kati Gila Yami Kamali Musamari
Yadu Mata Pada
Sai Ram
చేసి వేద సాగరం అందించేనా వేద సాగరం అందించేనా
ఆనంద బాలుడే తనవారి గుర్తింబ తరణి వచ్చే
ఆనంద బాలుడే ఆనంద బాలుడే తనవారి గుర్తింబ తరణి వచ్చే
రామచంద్రుడే రామచంద్రుడై తన బంధువులను కనుగొనగా వచ్చే క్షణముతో ప్రభలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు దర్శనముతో ప్రభలు తొలగి నీ దివ్య సన్నిధికి చేరారు నిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూలపీఠమై వెలిసింది నిధికి ప్రశాంతి నిలయం మూలపీఠమై వెలిసింది యజ్ఞయాగముల వేద వైభవం సుభదల శోభలో మహావిక్షమై పెరిగింది వేద దోష వినదించింది వేద దోష వినదించింది కులము మదము భాష మరచి జనవాహిని శృతి కలిపారు అందరూ ఒకటై ముక్త కంఠముతో వేదాధ్యయనం చేస్తారు దైవం వేద స్వరూపమణి జగతిని ఒకటే దైవమణి అమృతవాణి
వినిపించినావు, సమిత వాణి వినిపించినావు. సాయి ప్రేమయే వేద సారము, సాయి ప్రేమయే వేద సారము.
పశుపతి తనయా బాల గజానన,
పశుపతి తనయా
బాల గజానన. విఘ్న వినాశ గణేశ, శివనందన బాల గజానన,
హే శివనందన బాల గజానన,
వేదాబుద్ధి ప్రదాతా, సుందర సాయి గణేశ, పశుపతి తనయా బాల గజానన, హే శివనందన బాల గజానన, విద్యాబుద్ధి ప్రదాత, మంగళ కర హే మంగళ కర హే మంగళ కర హే, సుందర సాయి గణేశ గణేశ, సుందర సాయి గణేశ, పశు
Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama Karuna Virama Gamaniya Nama Karuna Virama Gamaniya Nama Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama Kodanda Rama Kalyana Rama Kodanda Rama Kalyana Rama Charanadana Paripalana Sri Charana Rama Rama, Shri Rama Chandra, Jaya Jaya Rama. Karuna Virama Gamaniya Rama. Rama, Shri Rama Chandra, Jaya Jaya Rama. Rama, Kalyana Rama, Charanada the Maribala, and Sri Charana Rama, Rama, Sri Rama, Sai Rama,
Rama, Sri Rama, Sai Rama,
Bhaja Govindam,
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam,
Bhaja Govindam,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate,
Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate,
Samprapte Sannihite Kale. Prapte sannihite kale,
prapte sannihite kale,
nahi nahi rakshati dukkukarane,
nahi nahi rakshati dukkukarane,
nahi nahi rakshati dukkukarane. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam,
punarapi jananam,
punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam,
punarapi jananam,
punarapi jatane jayare sayanam. Punarapi janani jatare sayanam. Iha samsare bahu dustare.
Iha samsare bahu dustare.
Iha samsare bahu dustare. Iha samsare bahu dustare.
Iha samsare bahu dustare.
Rupaya pare pahi murare.
Rupaya pare pahi murare.
Bhaja go. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam,
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे सशिवदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद्बान्धवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेवमु मरियन्तयु नीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयु नीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी ओ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल हारति अंदुको मंगल हारति अंदुको मंगल गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा ओम शांति 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 समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।